So clearly, I am again wearing my. I said, Sharon, I need a badge that says Honorary Osborne.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
definitely.
Because last week we did a show called The Osborne. There was only Aussie here. Like I said, I get the call, hey, come over, be a part of the thing. And then no one shows up.
I know.
So at least we've got Osbornes together.
Crazy. Hey, but that's how it goes.
I need to go to a happier place.
I feel romantic.
Shut up, Aussie.
Just go to bed, darling.
All right, change the subject.
How are you guys?
All right, I'm okay. How are you, Bob?
I'm good. I just had a big piece of Christmas cake. I feel fine.
Do you still have a fridge full of leftovers?
Yes, of course. But you know the Christmas cake lasts forever and I...
Yeah. Yeah, I ate a Christmas pudding, you know the ones you microwave, that was 5 years old. And it tasted just fine.
Yeah, they last forever.
And what I like, here's something weird about me with Christmas is I don't like the smell of cooking turkey, but I love a turkey sandwich after the fact.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, like just butter and
what. I always find it's dry. Turkeys are very, very dry.
That's why you have to put half a pound of Kerrygold on it, some butter.
Oh, Billy!
You, the white bread, and then loads of butter, and then
it
moistens the turkey.
Yeah, right.
And some Branston pickle. Do you like Branston pickle?
Yes, I do.
Are you a ploughman's couple? Do you like a good ploughman?
Oh, definitely.
Do they know what ploughman's is even in America?
Somebody should introduce it.
It's just bread and cheese and pickle.
Yeah, but it's a British staple for anyone watching that's, what are they talking about? A ploughman's is a lunch that you get in a pub, right?
Yeah.
And it is crispy French bread and then cheese and Branston pickle and that's it.
Lettuce
at like garnish and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe of pickled onions.
Maybe we need to open a
I'll tell you what, when Sharon went back to England... She come back with some mince pies and I was bollocking them down.
Yeah. But you know you can get Walker's mince pies here.
No.
Oh,
didn't. Where do you get them?
I don't know.
That must be 500 years old.
That's what I got for Christmas from about five different people.
No.
And they're proper Walker's shortbreads.
But you know what Sharon bought before Christmas? An electric grill.
Why?
Because
we've got a cooker
that
is so sophisticated, I can't work it.
There's no grill.
Well, I have a story.
There is, but I don't know how to use it.
Do you remember two Christmases ago? you're giggling nervously because you're not quite sure I'm going. I can tell you, Sharon set fire to the kitchen.
Again?
Do you remember that?
Yes.
When suddenly, I don't know, what we're all sitting in the living bit of the kitchen and suddenly there's screaming going on and there's smoke and there's flames. And Sharon was mad. That was your job. You were manning something.
Yeah.
And it all went Pete's on.
It always does. Billy,
I remember
does.
One year we were in Palm Springs, renting a house years ago. She's doing the turkey. She goes, oh, I forgot to put the bacon in with the turkey.
No, stuffing.
Bacon in what?
Was it?
Rashes of fucking bacon over the bars. I'm peeling potatoes in the sink. And somebody's fucking flame fires out the oven. Oh, what the fuck?
She was trying to kill you at that point.
She put the bacon rashes over the bars. And the fat dripped into the fucking...
Doesn't like serious fire start if you don't do all that shit correctly?
Yeah, of course.
Flame bell.
So you bought him a what? An electric grill?
No, a little grill that, God, I don't even think it was like $70.
You just plug it in?
Yeah, and it grills everything. So now everything we eat goes in this little $70 grill.
Yes, air fryer. Get an air fryer.
I've got one, but I don't know how to use it.
Oh, Sharon, come on. Just read the thing. You don't read instructions.
Well, I can't see for first. Then I've got to find the glasses, and I can't see to find them. So it's like, forget it. Forget it.
I make it up as she goes along.
I got to say, I've noticed my eyes. I've started to be That guy.
I had my eyes fixed.
Well, I did too 20 years ago, and it served me well. I might...
Not that laser.
Oh, you didn't?
I had that. That didn't work. But then I had... What was the second one?
The lenses put in.
I had lenses put in my eyes.
You did?
I am done years ago. My eyes got so bad.
Yeah.
I couldn't see the fucking front.
Was it heavy? Is that a heavy operation?
No.
I'm already going, can I have this done?
No, it's not.
You have one eye done one day, and you go, next week, then it's the other.
And that's not LASIK?
No.
I know what they call it. It's a laser doing something, but they put a lens in.
It's, what's that thing you get on your eyes?
Stigmatism.
No.
Oh, those things that grows over the eye.
Oh, yeah.
What do you call it?
I know what you mean.
Cataracts, yes.
Cataracts. I have cataract surgery and then put a lens in.
But I don't have a cataract.
But so. you don't need to have a lens put in. They'll just wallop one in.
In your world, maybe, I don't need to have the issue. I just tell them to do it
just
and they'll
do it. Put it in. Why not?
But Sharon says, I'm not having it done.
Oh, see, I'll have anything done that is beneficial.
My shot was fucking terrible.
I need to do something. I'm that guy, you know, like, I was in the...
I could see this perfectly before.
Really?
I can't, I'm like...
Before
I was in
was
the
gone, that would that would have been a mess. I wouldn't be able to read
Ozzy,
that.
I had to go to... you have to renew your driver's licence, right? And every third time you have to go to the DMV. You can't just do it online. So I'm in there and you know how iPhones now can take well magnified pictures.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting waiting for my number to be called and I'm taking pictures of the eye chart and zooming in and memorizing them. MZPLD. And then she called me up and she went, okay, close one eye. And I couldn't see a thing.
Oh,
and I went,
no.
MLDPZ. Yes, no problem.
When I went there, she goes, when you come to such and such, she goes, do you go to A, this one, B, this one, or C? And she's pointing to the fucking
Do you go to A? Yeah. Or B or C.
That's what she did.
A. Yeah, I memorised. I couldn't see it. I can see it with both. I must have a one eye thing because they say, now do that, now do that.
Yeah.
And when I did that, I'm like, and I'd memorised it because I was taking pictures.
Do you know what now? Don't even bother to drive.
No.
I can't see at night.
No.
At night
is difficult.
The only drawback with these cataract surgeries or whatever it's called, at night, the fucking headlights.
Does the sparkle
the blur,
thing?
Yeah.
But you're not driving, so you're
no,
all right.
No, but that's the only downside of it.
Yeah. I just guess at night.
I mean,
I know LA very well. I know that if I turn right, it's Highland, so I don't need to see the sign that says it's Highland.
I wish I could read one. I wish I could read any sign.
Actually, I do a lot of driving from Beverly Hills to Thousand Oaks because girlfriend. So it's 101. There's three lanes. I mean, if I drift, I've got
you're
plenty
fine.
Of space.
Yeah.
That's still the story of when the cop stopped you.
Oh, the speeding one? Yeah, I'm not going to say that.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't share that story. You know.
But I will share the other driving story where we broke the brand new Ferrari. We've shared that one a lot, mind. That was a fun day. Remember that?
What about the in England?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, that was part of a whole other trip that I don't want to relive. Thank you very much. Wasn't it shoved into the wall at the pub at the end of the street, the R8?
It was a pub that had a hotel attached,
right at the end. Yeah. And it was buried in the bush up there.
Hi everyone, it's Sharon Osbourne and the Osbournes podcast is sponsored by Babbel. It's the new year and that means it's time for resolutions. Did you know that 1 in 5 Americans have learnt a new language on their bucket list? If that's you too, you can make 2024 the year you finally check it off your list with Babbel. Babbel is a language learning app that actually works. Babbel speech recognition technology helps me improve my punctuation and accent so that I can sound good while I do it. Watch this. Okay, let's give it a go. Salut. Easy, right? Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 55% off Babbel subscriptions. Only for our listeners at babbel.com/Osbournes. Get 55% off at babbel.com/Osbournes. Spelt BABBEL.com/Osbournes. Rules and restrictions may apply.
They gave me notes, Sharon.
Go
Look,
on.
But notes. How this is very professional.
Come on, come on.
How does making music and painting pictures...
You were doing good there for a second. Well, go on.
How does your music making process differ from creating...
Art.
Physical
that's
art.
In, that's a that's it's a good question. Well, how does yours?
Well, I just doodle. I don't have any idea what I'm going to do. It's just lots of colours and shades.
Yeah, but I disagree with that because.
But I don't know. I mean, people say it's pretty interesting.
I think I know that you're looking into more of stuff to do with Aussie stuff.
Yeah.
Right? But. Under normal circumstances, most people don't know you draw. I mean, it's not a well-known, well-discussed thing.
But I do it for therapeutical reasons.
Yeah, you've been doing it for years, and I've seen some incredible things that I mean, I'm surprised that it hasn't gone out there previously.
Have you ever seen any of Marilyn Manson's art?
Yeah, but let's talk about yours for a second, because yours is good. And why? Why has
Because Ozzy has always kept it as like a place to go to where he doesn't think of anything. He just goes there. It relaxes him. Uh-huh. He doodles on bits of paper. And it's always been something a bit therapeutic for him. And I never wanted anyone to make comment on his art. I wanted it
That's
to be... Because people in the artwork are very snotty.
Oh, God, yeah.
They're very, very snotty.
Of course.
And I never wanted him to have to be judged by what he puts on that paper.
But that's going to happen. That's going to happen when you put a record out, when you put a painting out, when you... Like... You've never struck me as being anyone that really gives a fuck, you know, what people think. And from what I've seen, it's a wonderful psychedelic experience. It's almost like looking into the mind of Ozzy Osbourne, you know what I mean? It's fucking wild, some of the shit you do. And you say you just doodle, but it takes forever to do some of those pieces. I'm on the opposite side of the fence where I think it's a beautiful art form that you should be proud of.
It's just therapeutic. I lose myself. I wake up in the morning going, what bad news am I going to have today?
Yeah.
My head tortures me all the fucking time.
Sure. But Ozzy, let me put this to you. Isn't that the greatest thing in the creative process? Is that creativity can be therapeutic?
I've never thought I'm any good at anything.
But no artist does. No good artist does. You are singularly responsible for me having an art career, right?
Yeah.
I can tell you, my technique, if Sir Francis Doodlebug from the British Art Foundation wanted to critique me, I would be toast. I would get fucked. He would annihilate me. I don't give a shit. What do I care? People like what I do, some, and some people don't, and I don't give a shit. And for someone to have a talent that creates such a beautiful landscape, I'm just on that side of the fence where I'm like, you know what, share it. You know, share it. And I get what you're saying, Sharon, because it's just it's a thing for Ozzy. But I hope at some point his art gets seen, even on a restricted basis. I don't know, somehow where it's not invasive and critiqued.
Yeah.
But it's wonderful. I mean, I've tripped out on your shit. I don't even own one of your pieces. We'll have to rectify that. Because you own a bunch. You own a bunch of mine.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, I'm Sharon Osbourne, and the Osbournes podcast is sponsored by Cozy Earth. In the spirit of the new year, I've made getting a good night's sleep a resolution of mine, and the Cozy Earth bedding, I think this one is the resolution that the entire Osborne family will be able to keep. Cozy Earth bedding is the only bedding my kids and grandkids will sleep in. It's made such a difference in the quality of their sleep. Jack and Kelly used the bamboo sheet set made from Visco, and they just love it. It's the go-to gift every year. If you've never tried Cozy Earth, I've got awesome news. You can save up to 35% off Cozy Earth right now. Go to cozyearth.com/Osbournes and enter our promo code Osbournes at checkout for up to 35% off on your first order. cozyearth.com/Osbournes. Promo code Osbournes.
Okay, I know I'm doing a lot of talking, but I've got to tell this story. This is how much I love you two. Everyone knows the story. Ozzy convinced me that I should paint, right? It's very, very well talked about. But I did my first art show. And obviously, you guys came to support. And you came, you gave me a hug, and you left. And then I saw a red dot. In the art world, a red dot means something's been bought. Sold. And I'm like, oh my God, someone bought a painting. Who bought the painting? They went, oh, Mr. and Mrs. Osborne bought that. I'll never forget that. I'll never forget it. Because obviously, if you said, oh, I like that, I'm going to give it to you. You know, but you just bought it and you fucked off. So
We did, Billy.
You probably stood there and went, oh, for fuck's sake. All right, we'll buy that one. Let's get out of
here. No, not at all. No.
It was a beautiful moment. And you've got an art collection to die for, really. I mean, it's beautiful, haven't you?
Yeah, we've got some good stuff. We do.
What you got?
We got a couple of Banksys and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lovely Warhol that floats down.
What
have
you done them big ones in the hall, the massive ones?
Yes.
Oh, is that
Yarrow, the photography?
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. No,
you're talking about the demons that are above the door.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're pretty cool.
I can't remember the guy's name.
Is he famous?
Ish, yeah. I can't remember.
When you buy art, Sharon, let's be truthful. Sometimes I buy art because it is who it is. And I know it's a good investment or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you care who it is?
I just buy stuff
you
I
buy
like.
You buy what speaks to you?
Yeah. Yeah. Because you've got to live with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we're not the type to say, oh, well, we'll buy it and lock it away. And on a rainy day, if we need it, we'll get rid of it.
Right.
I want to live with it. So everything that we buy, I personally get enjoyment from.
Yeah. It was good. My business manager said to me, he said, you seem to know what you're talking about with art, because I got financially solvent later in life. You know, it took me a while. I was shooting up everything I could possibly get my hands on for a long while. And he said, you know, maybe the better form of think ahead is invest in art, because you know what you're buying, and you get to enjoy it while it's accruing value for you. And
exactly.
It was great advice for me. Yeah. Which
but then it levels itself out, because everything starts to cost more as the time goes by. So
yeah,
if it was 20 grand 20 years ago, it's 50 grand now. Everything else has come to this.
Yes and no, Ozzy. If you're lucky, art has a return. This is going to get technical, but art has a return on investment unlike nothing else if you get lucky. Mm. You know, there are stories.
But there's a lot of bootlegs.
There are. You got to be careful.
I mean, Salvador Dali's been bootlegged more than anybody. He's one of the few artists that was alive in his
heyday.
Well, that's a big thing with art, is alive or dead, you know, blah, blah. But look, there was a Basquiat, the highest selling American contemporary modern sale was Basquiat, and it was $116 million. And it was a canvas a few years ago. And the people that bought it for $20,000.
Fuck
you. Shut up.
Yeah. It was a couple. Yeah. Bought it from Jean-Michel Basquiat, early 80s, hung it up, enjoyed it for all that time.
And then
decided to sell it, went up in Sotheby's, $116 million. Now, that's a return on your investment you just don't get. Anyway,
you would never dream that it would be that much.
It's life changing. Same as Lars Ulrich. He flogged a couple of Basquiats, I think. And and Robbie sold his Banksy's at auction. That was an auction I watched live. I was interested because I was there when he bought them.
Yeah. And so did he. Oh, he must have made out like a bandit.
Yeah, he made it. Yeah. He bought a couple of houses in Montana with that. It's great. I mean, good for him.
Yeah.
But you've got to have an agent of it if you're going to buy an investment.
No.
No, not at all.
No, you go down to, if you're lucky enough to get one at auction.
Or even before auction. Buying stuff can be bought
from galleries. Oh, somebody buys them from a junk shop for £5. And
what's that TV show?
I love, oh.
Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah.
Do you watch that?
Of course. I love it.
I love when they think they've got something.
And it's shite.
Yeah, and they're looking at it and they're like, oh, well, you know.
Made in Hong Kong.
Unfortunately, this is worth £4, you know.
Yeah, they're like, oh, shit.
I know. But I think being surrounded by nice art is a wonderful thing. I think that I don't think it needs to be Andy Warhol. I think it's nice art means something that you respond to when you look at it.
We went out with him a few times.
Oh, Ozzy, tell me about that, because he's obviously one of my art heroes.
Well, we went out with him and his posse, but he didn't say much. He just sat, didn't fucking speak.
Were you there?
Oh, yeah. And then we went to dinner, and then we went to a club. All of us went to a club. And Ozzy never got out of the car, and he dumped me, and with old Wiggy, and he's off with the limo driver looking for coke.
Of course, this has got to be New York.
Yes, of course it was New York.
So you dumped the wife with Andy Warhol.
You know them cameras,
Polaroids. Yeah,
that's all he would do.
So he was a bit of a, not weirdo, but he was strange bird.
Yeah, what you would expect. He whispered.
When you were hanging out with him, was he who he was?
Yes.
So he had achieved, because I know there was a certain point where he had achieved being Andy Warhol and was still alive. So he was.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He'd been shot by then, hadn't he?
Yes. Yeah, he got shot early on. The other person that's fun to talk to about this stuff for me anyway is China Chow and Mr. Chow.
Yeah.
Because so Jean-Michel Basquiat, when he was struggling, Mr. Chow would give him food.
For pictures.
So Chow's got an amazing Basquiat collection. And China would say, oh, I used to come down the stairs in the morning and Jean-Michel was asleep on the couch, you know. Crazy stories, but that was New York. That was a time in New York, wasn't it?
Yeah, what a time in New York.
Yeah, I wish I'd have experienced that.
Go out with all. That was the Russian Tea Room. I never went there. You went there, didn't you?
Yeah. What went on there?
No, that's where they used to meet up.
Yeah, the Russian Tea Room.
I never went in there. Sharon, it was just fantastic city. You see all kinds of people in there.
Yeah.
Salvador Dali.
Kind of like Hugo's on Santa Monica.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, walk in there, Bowie, you know. Well,
fucking David Bowie, he was sitting there.
It's so strange because Hugo's is just like you get pancakes and eggs.
And he was sitting there,
everyone.
Reading the fucking paper.
Yeah.
He shouted my name across the road. Fuck me, it's David Bowie. No longer.
Did you go and say hi?
He came over. He said, how you doing?
My name's David Bowie.
He called you up a few times.
Yeah.
For meetings.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's
he
nice.
Was very nice.
That's really cool.
Very nice guy. And we saw what's his name? From the Pistols.
Well, Steve John.
Steve in there a few times.
Oh,
he would always come over to the table.
Yeah. Jonesy was a Hugo's man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where we're going.
Remember that guy
for
Adam and
the
Ants? He was always in there reading. Adam and the Ants, he was always reading scripts in there.
Yeah.
Who?
The guy from Adam and the Ants.
Adam?
Yeah. The Grill is a great place.
Yeah, we've been going there a lot.
Yeah, I like it.
Believe that Barney's Beaner is still going?
Can you believe that Sweet Lady Jane closed?
How dare they, without sending a cake.
The amount of cakes we've all bought from Sweet Lady Jane.
Like we're all in shock.
It's a travesty.
Yeah. How dare they? That triple berry cake.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No. How dare they do it?
How does it? Every time I come here, we always end up just talking about food.
Because we're all foodies. We
all
love it.
All the time.
Yeah.
Pavlovas when Melinda's here.
But I'm not a foodie that goes for like Michelin star restaurants. I'm not into food like that. I just like plain.
You don't like
good
a nice
food.
Restaurant?
I do, but not too poncy.
Not whether it's a massive plate with one ravioli.
One little
in the
thing with a tiny drizzle of some kind of dressing on it.
Anything
like,
that says drizzle, I don't want your
we
drizzle
when you
on
get
my plate.
I like a restaurant when you get lots of different things to chow. You know,
chows. You like chows. And another thing I don't like on my plate when I read it on a menu is foam. I don't want your foam.
A bubbly bit of shit. It looks like it comes out of a frog's ass.
And it's also green, usually.
Yeah, frog's ass.
And so there's a drizzle of this and some foam of that.
What's foam?
They fucking do it in poncy places. And it is literally like soap bubbles that's coloured and it's on your food. It's a foam compote of apricot and leeches.
Yeah.
I'm
not into those sort of restaurants at all.
No, I don't like them either. But no. I do like nice restaurants.
Sure. It's the atmosphere.
Il Piccolino, Chow's, The Grill.
Il Piccolino, that's good. But the new...
What are you dreaming of
he's
there?
Now he's dreaming now.
Where did you go,
now.
Ozzy? Did you go to the Duck at Chow's?
Chow's is good.
It's amazing.
El Piccolino, which is the Italian.
Yeah.
The new place, and it's good.
No, Il Piccolino is the...
It used to be La Dome.
The truffle pasta that we had. Closed?
I think they might have reopened.
No, they're open. Piccolino's open. But the place that did close down was around the corner on Beverly that does the dessert.
The Italian. It's moved up to Sunset now. It's nowhere near as good.
Really?
Madeo's,
yes.
No,
it's nowhere near as good as the old place.
No.
The old place, I'd carry.
That atmosphere and the people that
fantastic.
You used to see in there.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would be, oh, wow, look.
Al Pacino was in there
De Niro,
every day.
You know?
Yeah.
And another one, The Palm. So The Palm changed completely.
Moved.
Was just not like the old Palm up on Santa Monica, and now that's gone.
Oh God, it used to be great. Do you remember with all the pictures on the
did
walls?
Did you go
and...
to the Brown Derby show?
Yeah, I did.
Was it good?
It was very good.
The Brown Derby, what was that?
I'll show you this book, and it's got all the classic restaurants that were ever in Los Angeles.
Oh,
and the
wow.
Brown Derby literally was a Brown Derby on the street. Huge. The whole building was a Brown Derby. And you'd go in and it was like, you know, very film.
Yeah.
You'd see every actor you've ever
and
dreamed
producers
of.
In
Kind of
like Musso and Frank's.
Exactly. And the atmosphere was just great. The
old
waiters that had been there 100 years and, you know, they're all characters.
Yeah. Yeah, the drawings on The Palm, that was one of Steve Jones's claim to fame, is that he had a caricature on the wall.
Yeah. Oh, but they used to do great fries and
it's fantastic.
And onions in there. Do you remember?
Yeah, and we
the
used
shoestring.
To send them. I'm not being funny. Jonesy, I mean, so when Jonesy had a line the other night, we went to the grill and they said, he said, there's only four of us, but we're going to eat like there's six of us, right? To get the big booth, right? And so he commands, he has a commanding presence in a restaurant. And in the Palm, his thing was they never had peas on the menu, but Pavilions was down the street. So the moment you walk in with Steve Jones, someone out the back goes down to Pavilions, buys some peas, because we are going to sit down and we want lamb chops and we want peas. And they would serve in peas. Yeah. And I love restaurants that will do that for
you. Oh, yeah. The worst is when you ask for something to be changed on a dish and then they come back. The chef won't do that.
I enjoy a good argument because if I see a salad with avocado in it and then I see a pasta with tomato in it and I go, I'll tell you what I want, that pasta, but I'd like can you sub the tomato for avocado? We can't do that. Why? Well, we don't do that. But you've got avocado in that salad. Take the same avocado and cut it up and put it. We don't do that.
See, that's too poncy for me. I'm
out
not
by
in,
then.
See ya.
It's like them service stations on the motorways in England.
Yeah.
You go, oh, bangers and mash. And you go, can I have bangers and mash? Where's the children?
No. The kids' menu, yeah.
And they go, we can't serve you that. I'll have two.
Yeah.
No. You have that. That's your menu. This is the kids' menu. And they won't switch.
You know what you do then? You go on in the M1 service stations. If you go outside and give a family of four a fiver, can I borrow your kid for a second?
And a motorway. Yeah, yeah. Oh my God.
Then, you go straight back in with someone else's kid.
Then you see you eating and they'll give you a bollocking.
But a lot of the menus in hotels where you'll see in the back, they'll have a kiddies menu, usually cheese toasty.
Yeah.
That's what I order.
And that's what you want, yeah.
That's what I want, with some soup. Years ago, when the kids were little, and it was, you know, the kids meal at McDonald's.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't think about taking a kid anywhere near that place now.
No.
Never.
Hell no.
Ever. And how it's all changed.
Yeah.
It's like when you think about it and you go, I can remember that they used to put the menu on the wall. It was like a poster and then it would have all of the nutrients and the good stuff and everything was like labeled out.
Yeah.
They must be laughing.
Oh, yeah, of course. No, I don't like poncy restaurants, but I do like good quality food.
Sure.
Well, I'm not really a greasy spoon guy.
Me neither. I like it clean, simple.
Yeah. It's not because I just don't like the greasy spoon food. I just don't like it.
No, I don't.
I have, you, Ozzy, you know the Postmates app. Do you know what Postmates is?
Yes.
So they deliver food and I've got a real issue because Matsuitsa is right at the end of my street. It's two blocks away. And I swear to God, every night I sit down, I'm like, okay, just get a pizza, just get a salad, and I go on the app and I'm like, oh, fuck it. So I'm ordering Matsuitsa
every night.
Yeah. Matsuitsa is very posh sushi.
Oh, yeah?
Very posh sushi with a very posh price tag,
yes.
And I've whittled it down. I can order for about 90 bucks.
I think sushi.
I swear to God.
Get out of here.
I've whittled it down to about 85.
It's a fine art.
I've got it down to about 85 and it's still filling. But what happens with Postmates is plus the tax, plus the tip, plus the this, plus the that. I can't be doing this every single night. I mean, it's a lot, but it's so good. It's so good.
I don't eat.
You don't do the sushi, do you?
Not anymore.
Is that because of the...
No, it was worms. It's parasites.
Yeah. Kerry Simon died of it. Remember Kerry Simon?
Yeah,
Simon's restaurant?
Yeah. It's people think that it's very rare, but it's not.
Oh, don't. We have to change subject because I'm eating sushi like five times a week and I don't want to listen to it.
You've got to be careful of the mercury.
Look, I just gave up smoking, for fuck's sake. I mean,
now you've got to give up the fucking fish.
What is left on this planet once you give up the drink and the drugs and the fish and the mercury and the nicotine?
Nuts. Nuts and fruit.
Fuck that. I don't want nuts and fruit. I want burgers and fries and good stuff. What is your food, Oz? What it given free reign, forget diets.
I'm a guy that goes, I like that, so I'll have that for every night for until I get fed up with it. I find sweet.
You know that he gets stuck on something.
You do the one that, but you're an Indian guy. You like a good curry.
If that's the flavour of the month, that's what I'll eat.
That's quite true. I remember one of the Aussies tours or Sabbath tours where it's just like fucking curry every night.
Well, yeah. we've been on the salmon phrase too.
Yes, yes.
The salmon and brown rice.
Salmon and brown rice. That's a Billy Idol thing. Every day, salmon, brown rice. But he eats sushi every day. You know, I might have to talk to you about that. Like, is it seriously worms and mercury and all that shit?
Yeah. Well, if you constantly eat it, the mercury builds up. You should have you should be tested for mercury. Yeah, the levels, see what you are. Because I only know because Amy used to
have
live
you ever
off
run
it.
Really?
And she had levels. To have a whole
have you ever
detox.
Run in poop just where you got to send some of your poop into me? It's fucking gross.
Ozzy, I can't say that I've ever sent my poop anywhere.
Except down the toilet.
Except down the toilet.
That's horrible fucking test.
Actually, tell a lie, I have actually done that. I can't remember why, but I have shat in a thing. And
Yeah.
It's not my favourite fucking test.
Fuck. Now, what's that got to do with sushi?
But it's for parasites.
Oh, yeah.
Right, but there's... I can't believe we're on this.
You can get a parasite.
Can you see it wiggling around?
It goes in your eyeball. It comes through your food and turns its way up to your eyeball like a worm in your eye.
Really?
Yeah.
From your ass?
From your fair mouth.
That's when they start calling you old shit eye.
No. One goes down the one pipe and the other one goes up to your eye.
Are you winding us up,
Ozzy? I think he is.
You can see this maggot in your eye. It goes in your eye.
Okay.
Is this a wind-up?
I swear, I'm on my pearls. Like, not working.
Can you see these maggots?
Yeah, you can see them in your eye. The white.
Okay.
Where did we see them? Online. I just showed you.
I can't remember.
If it was on the internet, it must be true.
Very funny. You mean if it's in the paper, it's true?
Yeah, oh God, yeah. Who reads a paper anymore? Do you still do the Sunday Times?
When I go home, I read the papers every day.
Why is the English newspaper system still something that is a good weekend read, fun, nice?
Yeah.
And why not here?
I do not know.
They still like to waste fucking paper in England.
Yeah, but no, certain, like the Sunday Times, I think, is a really nice Sunday read.
It's great because you can read about anything you want. It is there.
Literature and film and art and politics. And it's
property.
Yeah,
the whole nine
yards. I can't read very well.
But there's nothing like that here.
Not anymore.
I mean,
the LA Times was on a Sunday.
I'm a
was great.
Fucking addict.
When you do the YouTube, do you start watching one subject and like an hour later you're watching something completely fucking
it's
different?
It's fucking great because I buy it. I get that thing that you get rid of all the ads.
Yeah.
Because I hate TV ads. It fucking drives me nuts.
Has full conversations with himself while he's watching it. He's like, oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, no. Oh, Jesus.
As you're walking around the house, you can hear him having a call.
You must be fucking joking.
He does it in bed. And I'm like,
and it goes straight into my hearing aids. So I'm going, you're fucking joking. What a
She can hear you.
Yeah, and I think he's talking to me. No chance. He's just talking to himself. He makes comments about everything out loud.
I mean, I do talk to myself in my house.
Do you?
I can hear everything in my earplugs.
Yeah.
No, but I forget that it's quiet for everybody else.
I didn't know I talked to myself until my girlfriend told me I did. But I do things like, if I'm getting ready, and I realized I did it this morning, I'm getting ready and I'll go, oh, I'll tell you what I need to do.
No, I have
fun. You're telling yourself.
Oh, yeah.
I have arguments. I'll just go, you fucking what?
To yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like goes, Taxi Driver in the mirror, that scene in Taxi Driver.
Travis Bickle.
That's me.
Yeah, I do. I worry about myself sometimes because I know I live alone, like alone. There's not even a dog. And I'll be like, okay.
Got a couple of plants.
So I'll tell you what I need to do. I need to do that and I need to take that with me. Oh, and I'm talking to myself. Is that a sign of madness?
No.
Is it endearing? So, all right. So we've established that we talk to ourselves.
Probably the only time I ever do that is if I'm looking for something and I can't find it. Then okay. It's like, for fuck's sake, where did I put it?
Yeah, what did I do with it? Yeah. What did I do? Well, that happens 10 times a day.
Do you ever do that? You go, well, what the fuck did I do with a piece of card? And you got it in your fucking hand.
Yeah. Sunglasses on my head. Where the fuck are my sunglasses? I'm out in the car. I'm looking in the car. And you've been...
Where were we? You lost them.
No, you left them on the roof of the car.
No, was it your wallet? I remember in London and you went back to the fucking bridge.
On that same trip, I had your Mini, right?
Yeah.
So I put two cell phones... I went up to Camden, totally jet lagged, put two cell phones on the roof while I was putting my bags in the car, got in the car... drove off, got all the way to Welders from Camden and went, fuck, cell phones. Turned round, came all the way back to Camden and there they were, flat as a pancake, in the road, both phones. I'd just driven off with them on the street. And then you guys got to town and we went on the boat.
Yeah.
And we went on the boat and I left my sunglasses and we got halfway to Welders before I went, guys, I've left me sunglasses. And
what boat?
We went on the Thames, Sharon. Come
to
on.
To the O2.
To back, the O2. Back from the O2.
That's right. Yeah, that's lovely.
The thing is, everyone was tired. The fuck, it was a long day, a long night. And I, idiot me, are the one going, can we turn round?
Oh, no.
Weren't they chrome heart ones with gold on?
They were like really...
Did you find them?
No, did I fuck? And that's when Kelly went, don't worry, I've got... They weren't chrome hearts. They were solid gold frame Dolce & Gabbana. Solid gold. Oh. Thousands of dollars. They only made 30 pairs. Kelly's apparently got a pair. And she went, don't worry, Billy, I've got a pair. I'll give them to you. I've never seen them. So, yeah, that was a loss. And I bought two pairs and I put them in my shoe going through Heathrow Airport and then got through the thing.
Why in the shoe? Oh, you mean in the tray. My shoes were in the tray.
Put the sunglasses in my shoes. Then I got the other side, I put my shoes on.
So you
trod on them and flattened them.
Jesus, Billy.
He just fucking cracks up.
It's something what I would do.
Yeah, I know. I know. I think we're kind of winding down. Just so you know, they gave me a bunch of notes on cards for this show. We haven't looked at them once, and
I never do.
We never do, right? We don't care about the notes.
No.
So basically, they're doing a really good job and taking hours and days of their lives producing shit that you guys and me just ignore.
Yeah.
It's awesome. This job is amazing.
Yeah.
We know our shit, don't we?
We do. Been doing it a while. Honoree Osborne, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming down.
I'll see you in about 5 minutes in the kitchen.
Yeah, it's like you're my eldest son.
That's what Ozzy said. He said, I'm like another son
that
gets the call. Osborne's.
Osborne's calling.
It's not a bat phone, it's an Osborne phone. Well, it is a bat-shaped phone that rings when he calls me.
Shut up.